To see the difficulty, assume there are two approaches to rearing offspring among geese. Because both populations of geese mate according to reliable instincts, we can study the outcome and determine which approach produces more viable offspring. But we have no similar way of knowing how many surviving offspring our recent human ancestors would have had if they exercised no voluntary control over procreation. Thus, the population studies that might shed light on whether people who have RSMEs are better or worse adapted in a purely Darwinian sense cannot even be done. That is the main reason the claims of evolutionary psychology are hard to test. In addition, almost all known civilizations, usually acting under the guidance of spiritual visionaries, have intentionally banished Darwinian evolution by eliminating the struggle for survival to the greatest extent possible. That makes it even harder to compare Darwinian fitness between populations of recent ancestors. Relevance to RSMEs. As the reigning paradigm in evolutionary psychology has produced questionable results, the evolutionary study of human psychology is still in need of a guiding paradigm. David Buller, Trends in Cognitive Science. Is evolutionary psychology even relevant to RSMEs? A key difficulty with evolutionary psychology theories is that spirituality, like pure mathematics, is not useful, either accidentally or otherwise, in the Darwinian sense. The fact that pure mathematics may eventually lead to applied mathematics, or that religious communities may eventually evolve into safer places to live, is irrelevant, because Darwinian evolution explicitly rules out awareness of future goals. RSMEs are a genuinely new characteristic of humans that is irrelevant to the algorithms of natural selection. Indeed, the problem with evolutionary psychology is not evolution, it is materialism. Yes, evolution occurs, but in the perennialist view, the evolution of human consciousness toward an awareness of the universe as a great thought rather than a great machine happened because the universe is actually more like a great thought than a great machine. The evidence points pretty clearly in that direction. It is fair to ask at this point, how much evidence we must be prepared to jettison in order to protect 20th century materialism. Some evolutionary psychologists are prepared to jettison the very idea that rationality and coherence correspond to a real feature of the universe.